Don't worry, Bill. I'm not going to let my credit and good name be done in by a damn computer error.
Computers don't make errors. What they do on purpose. By now, your name and particulars have been fed into every laptop, desktop, mainframe, and supermarket scanner that collectively make up the global information conspiracy, otherwise known as the Beast.
Gentlemen, it's Thursday, August 10th, 2023. It took me a second there. This is Pro Dark After Wrestling on the Podzilla 1985 Network.
Nope.
This is
none of those things.
PZ85 wants to believe he plays. I don't know. It's going to be a very weird show. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight.
It's already a weird show.
With me, of course, we have the keyboard warrior himself, Jesse Kimble.
Hello.
No.
There he is, going typing away like crazy already. Cody Sandusky in the house.
How do you like us now?
Of course, we have Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hello, hello.
And of course, Tanner Calvert.
God, why? The worst.
Look, truthfully, only three of those people are actually here, and that's myself, Hunter, and Lindsay. Jesse, I don't think...
Say, it can't be three of us because you didn't name me yet.
Oh, shit. And Double H.
Hey! Turns out I am also here.
He is here for real. This isn't a recording. Jesse, not going to be here with us tonight. Neither is Shelby. Both of them are under the weather. It's going to be, like I said, a weird show. A lot of things going on. I do want to mention really quick, though, that tonight's episode of Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 Network is brought to you by Gaming Grounds in Cape Girardeau. Buy, sell, trade, play, your one-stop shop for everything video games. That's 709 Broadway, Gaming Grounds in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Come see them for all your video game needs. That's pretty good for on the fly.
Yeah.
You can tell I didn't rehearse that all, like, for the past 30 minutes.
Not at all.
Tonight's episode also brought to you by Cape Championship Wrestling, Southeast Missouri's premier wrestling federation. I don't own either of these things. I have no vested interest. I just really like them. And so
Is that part of the ad, or you're just clarifying afterwards?
I'm just clarifying. See, I paid I paid myself to do the ad. I'm giving myself a dollar right now. And now I've paid myself for the airtime. If you want to advertise with Podzilla 1985, why?
You just want to hear us say your name?
You just want to hear us say your name? All right. Well, here we go. Let's go down a list of people that could potentially co-op with us. Villainous Grounds.
Just start naming them.
In Perryville, Missouri.
Derek Boxdorfer as
Derek
a person.
Derek Boxdorfer.
Just that he could do person.
That. Well, the Perryville Park Center, you know, obviously.
Oh, there's no way. That's a government institution. Good luck with that.
Stride Pro Wrestling in Illinois. You get the hit up those guys. Who else we got?
Press Start to Join.
Press Start to... Do they still do a show?
I don't know.
I honestly don't know.
I'm still friends with...
Josh.
Oh, God, I forgot his name. Josh, yeah, on Instagram.
Yeah, same.
We still follow each other.
Yeah, Josh.
But I don't know if they're doing a show. He's got a kid. He's busy. He's doing things.
Yeah, Tanner's got two kids. He's a girl dad now. Congratulations to our very own Tanner Calvert.
Now. He is a girl dad now.
Finally achieved the dream.
I have two cats fighting behind me.
Now
they quit.
That's also the dream. Maybe. I don't know.
I like Press Start to Join. You know, it's funny to think of all of the podcasts that have come and gone in the years since we've been doing this. Because, you know, joking aside, Podzilla 1985 really did open the door for a lot of people to start their own podcast because they looked at what we did. And this is no joke. This isn't me trying to be funny. They looked at what we did and said, I can do better than that.
Yep.
And
yes, they did.
And whether they...
To varying degrees of correctness.
Right. Let's say whether they did or did not do better than us, we're still around and they're not. So rest in peace.
That's how we define success here.
Yep, like a roach after the apocalypse, still crawling around. Oh, Hunter,
still hanging out.
I got some sad news to report today.
We did get some sad news. I know exactly where this is going.
Yeah, so everybody on this show, and I mean everybody, I think this and The Simpsons, and even The Simpsons, I think one or two people may not enjoy as much, but literally everybody on this show loves King of the Hill. It's one of our favorite shows. A lot of us grew up with it. A lot of people are just catching it now and realizing how amazing it is. So good.
Well, what's there not to like? Because we like mowers, and it's a beautiful day. Nancy.
And it's a beautiful day.
Yay.
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 Johnny Hardwick.
Salad.
Salad. Pencils.
Ember, you just scared me.
Pencils. Johnny Hardwick, who played Dale Gribble on the show, passed away today at 64.
Yeah. Yeah, that was confusing at first. The first headline said he was 59, and then later they updated it to 64. I'm like, how'd you miss 5 whole years?
Oh, dude, I got a story I got a story for you after this, too, that just shows you that mainstream media is and always will be kind of garbage. Chasing stories.
This was TMZ, for the record, so it is very much considered mainstream media now.
Well, I'm confused, because TMZ, as you know, they check and recheck the facts.
And recheck, yes, that is correct.
No guessing game over there on TMZ. No. Yeah, he passed away. It's very, very sad. And they're talking about doing a revival for King of the Hill. In fact, I think it may already have started recording for it. Boy, this is a shot. I mean, it's over, right? It's got to be. Dale Gribble.
That's got to be.
Dale Gribble, you know, Brittany Murphy and Tom Petty both passed away. Brittany Murphy years ago,
but
Tom Petty.
You can write their characters out.
Right.
I think they were kind of half written out by the end of the series anyway, weren't they?
Yeah, and they had their kid and very much they moved away and started to raise their kid. You could write them out and give them a happy ending. But I don't know how you do King of the Hill without Dale Gribble. As much as I love Luann and Lucky, more so Luann than Lucky. I was never a huge Lucky fan. He had his moments. But
only thing I really loved about Lucky was just the fact that he slipped on pee-pee down at the Costco. That's a great line, but past that, it's like, it's okay.
And that's why his name's Lucky, Lindsay, is that lucky son of a bitch doesn't have to work a day in his life. Because the money he got from slipping in the pee-pee at Costco. But how do you do King of the Hill without Dale Gribble? I don't think you can.
He I forget the exact number, but in that same article, they pointed out that he voiced Dale in over 200, it was like 257 episodes.
In all but one episode.
Yeah, 258.
Yeah, well, he did 258 episodes, and they did 259. I was just reading it.
259, okay, that's what it was. Yeah, I knew it was very close to that.
He was in every episode except one. That's what I'm saying, man. You can't do King of the Hill without the four pillars of Arlen, Texas in Hank, Boomhauer, Bill, and Dale. Now, of course, Hank and Boomhauer are both voiced by Mike Judge, so that's them going on there, and then Bill Dotrieve is Stephen Root. But man, Dale Gribble was my favorite character on the show by far. I mean, Jesus Christ, you can't listen to I Want to Believe, which is one of our favorite shows here on the network, and not feel the Dale Gribble in it. Like, Dale Gribble was I Want to Believe. And Johnny Hardwick, someone said earlier to me today, they said, oh, they're gonna have to find a voice to replace him. And I don't think you can. Dale Gribble, Johnny Hardwick had such iconic voice.
You know what's a shame is my immediate thought, because I mean, you can get a lot of I don't want to call them impersonators, but like basically people who are good at
mimicking the
other voice. Another voice. I was gonna say, I guess impersonation is pretty accurate. My first thought was, oh, Toby Huss would be a great choice for that because he's so good at doing versions of that. Yep. Toby Huss, who was already on King of the Hill, as I knew he was Cotton, I didn't know he was also Khan. Did not know that he was also the voice of Khan.
I swear to God, once you hear that he voiced Khan, if you go back and listen to it, you can't unhear it. It just sounds like they sound exactly the same, except one's a little bit more offensive than the other.
I don't think he'd be voicing Khan in a reboot at this point.
No, but again,
as a weird little aside, Toby Huss, you guys don't watch The Office, but the people who do watch The Office will appreciate that. In the very first episode, a character named Todd Packer only appears on the phone. He calls in, he's on speakerphone, and then he gets cut off. Todd Packer is later played he played Champ Kind in the Anchorman movies. Bald guy.
David Keckner.
David Koechner, thank you. It was like right on the tip of my tongue. played by David Koechner later in the series, but in that first appearance, even though it sounds like him, it's not him. They got Toby Huss. They got Toby Huss to do that calling because David Koechner couldn't do it. And I mean, I've seen that series now literally dozens of times over. Never knew it wasn't David Koechner. So I really think he would have been a great choice for that. But again, I don't know that he's
already on it.
Take on a full role all the time and also be Cotton, because Cotton's still around too.
No,
Cotton. I mean, theoretically. Well, that's right.
He died.
Cotton is gone, isn't he?
Yeah, it's just Khan.
Huh. Also, well, and he, again, I don't think he would voice Khan, so.
Right, so, yeah, I think, you know what, now that you've said that, I think that is a good compromise, because he was on the show from the beginning, he's a beloved member of the cast, and he respected, you know, I'm sure he respected Johnny Hardwick, and yeah, that actually, I would be okay with that. They could even mention that he sounds a little bit different or something, they'd be like, well, that's age for you.
It's all the years of smoking.
Hey, you think I sound different? It's the government trying to convince you that I'm been replaced by a pod person.
All right.
The government recorded his voice, and now he's got to make them know that it's not him.
Never mind.
I love it.
Mike Judge.
The more we talk about it, the more I love it.
Mike Judge, you just found your new Dale Gribble in Hunter Hendricks.
Book it.
Also, for you out there,
I'm not that good at that. There's no way.
You guys that don't know Toby Huss as a voice actor, you may remember him from Ghostbusters 2016.
You also might remember him from in person, in a much better thing, in The Adventures of Pete and Pete, because he was Artie, the strongest man.
Never was.
World.
Never was.
That was Toby Huss. That was my introduction to Toby Huss, was that he was Artie.
Mine was King of the Hill.
Yes, my little Viking.
Never watched Pete and Pete. It's too busy watching the news.
Oh, loved it.
Meet the Press.
I loved Pete and Pete.
Yeah, that's legitimately myself. One of my all-time favorite shows.
Robbed myself of
which
happiness.
I think we've talked about before.
We have.
Why? Why do you do this?
I don't know. I grew up really fascinated with politics and the news. I don't know what was wrong with me. That's probably why I'm in the state
that
I am now.
You're just a serious child, that's all.
I'm still serious, but with a hint of suicide and insanity, that's what makes me fun, I think. That's what makes me interesting. I also have some other death news, and when I was telling you that, I had something else to talk about that shows you just how careless the media can be sometimes. Hunter, are you a fan of, and this is also our motherfucker of the week, are you a fan of Little Tay?
I don't know who that is.
Yes. Now, obviously, I know who that is. Explain it to Lindsay.
So, to be fair, I didn't know who this was, but apparently it is a viral sensation, or I just kept seeing it as internet rapper or famous rapper Lil Tay. Now, you're immediately, I know what you're doing at home. You're conjuring up ideas of a young man, African-American, white, whatever. He's probably got tattoos on his face. He definitely has multicolored hair, and he's rapped before, but Little Tay is actually a 14-year-old girl.
Really?
And Little
Tay. Okay, I'm no longer a fan.
And Little Tay, her family just posted a message on their verified account yesterday that she has unexpectedly passed away at 14, which is very sad. They didn't give any reasons why. They just said that she had passed away. And I felt bad about it because 14-year-old girl obviously is very, very sad. I started looking into it more, and I discovered things about her. Like one of the videos she did, she was bragging that her toilet and bathtub cost more than a regular person's entire like year of salary. She took lots of pictures with stacks of money. She seemed like a fucking little bitch is what I'm trying to say. Like a real fucking pain in the ass is what she was. As a lot of these young motherfuckers are that get a bunch of money and then think they're the shit when I've never fucking heard of you, but that's fine, whatever. And I know it sounds like, Shannon, you're speaking ill of the dead, this little shit bird, this little fucking trash bird at 14 that passed away. Well, that's because she's not dead. It came out today that it was a hoax. Yeah. And her...
Okay.
Her manager, her former manager, said that I love his quote yesterday when they reached out to her former manager. Where is it? Because this was my absolute favorite thing. Basically, they said that they could not confirm or deny what had happened. That they've reached out to people who where was it? I want to find this specifically.
Yeah, I need to know. I need to know the precise verbiage.
This is the statement that the Post said. It said, "It is with a heavy heart that we share the devastating news of our beloved Claire's sudden and tragic passing. We have no words to express the unbearable loss and indescribable pain. This outcome was entirely unexpected and has left us all in shock. Her brother's passing adds an even more unimaginable depth to our grief. Claire will forever remain in our hearts, her absence leaving a irreplaceable void that will be felt by all who knew and loved her." Hours after the Post, their former manager told the Huffington Post that he could not confirm or deny whether it was accurate, and said they had been in touch with individuals who have an intimate understanding of the family's situation. Given the complexities of the current situation, circumstances, I am at a point where I cannot definitively confirm or dismiss the legitimacy of the statement issued by the family. This situation calls for cautious consideration and respect for the sensitivities involved. Here's the problem with a lot of things that were just said. Their family has come out and said that they were hacked, which may or not be true.
Of course.
Every fucking major... If you look up Little Tay, still, there are multiple outlets reporting on their death. Yahoo News. Who was Little Tay? Child rapper dies, age 14. They're still talking about her like she's dead. But she's not dead. In fact, as she pointed out, her name's not even Claire. Her name is like, it's Tay something. That's why she's called Lil Tay. But all of these places...
What is happening?
All of these places took this, like, this news that was on this verified account and ran with it, and they didn't even go as far as to check whether the fucking name was right.
Nobody fact-checks anymore.
Are you kidding me?
They don't check and God. Recheck the facts. Are you
like
kidding?
TMZ.
Yeah, I yesterday not to I promise this is tied to this.
That's
yesterday,
all I gotta
say. We started watching the Vice is doing a series called Dark Side of the 2000s. After they did Dark Side of the Ring, they've gotten so many other Dark Side things.
Right.
Dark Side of the 90s.
It's Dark Sided.
The 2000s one. They're up to episode 4, and really episodes 3 and 4 should have just blended together, because 3 was about Lindsay Lohan. Oh. And then, or Lohan, because they could never decide how to pronounce it. And then 4 was strictly about basically the paparazzi.
Yeah.
And those two things may as well have been directly. In fact, they interviewed a lot of the same people for them. But it was kind of like about TMZ and their mostly about their rise and fall. And then a lot of those blogs that came up around them, like Perez Hilton's blog and all of that. But they out and out admitted, like, there were times that we weren't checking anything. You right. just put it on the internet and correct it if necessary. I mean, just do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. Just as long as you get it out there.
Yeah, because you got to beat everybody else.
And how many times they were wrong.
Right.
You got to beat everybody else. And how many times they were wrong. Which led to you know, what is his name? Harvey Levin. The main guy.
TMZ.
But he's not just the main guy. It was him, and then there was a woman who worked with him too, whose name is escaping me right now. She left over, like, it was... equal parts because they weren't checking the facts and because they had gotten so, like, mean-spirited. Like,
oh,
it was no longer about, let's just talk about what's going on.
Yeah, it was bitchy. It was catty.
Yeah, it was almost exclusively toward women, and she's like, hey, maybe we don't have to do this, and they turned it against her, and she's like, oh, well, fuck this. I'm out.
Yeah, it's funny to me that people take TMZ seriously as a news organization. And to be fair, they do break a lot of stories, but they're also the people that will just patrol major cities and find celebrities and then bother them until they talk to them.
Do you know what TMZ stands for? Because I didn't. I didn't realize it was an acronym.
No.
TMZ stands for 30 Mile Zone, and it's an area around, like, where the studios are that people specifically go to be seen. Like in old Hollywood, you knew if you were in this, like, 30-mile range around where the studios are based, that's where you were going to be seen, and they would, like, respect those boundaries. You leave that, then you're not going to be followed. And so they used to do that, basically saying, we're going to report on this area. So it's kind of ironic, because now they don't even begin to stay within those boundaries, and they've stuck with the name because it stuck. Their original name, by the way, Harvey Levin, that was the female editor's suggestion. Harvey Levin's name was Pop Salad.
I remember Pop Salad. I remember hearing about Pop Salad.
They did not stick with it. The logo was going to be like a salad bowl with, like, tomatoes and carrots, but also the heads of, like, Lindsay Lohan and Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears.
She was right. TMZ is a much better name.
Yes, yeah, they nixed that immediately.
To me, TMZ, Perez Hilton, all of those places, absolute jokes. But the worst one for me was always Media Takeout. Have you ever looked at Media Takeout?
I don't think so. It sounds vaguely familiar.
It is the world star of media.
Oh, God.
It is.
You've already lost me.
Everything is written like it's written by a 19-year-old person, like straight out of high school, that is writing to their friend about it. Like, it's all very opinionated, which is fine, but it offers very little of substance, and it's more of just insulting to the intelligence. But it's one of the most popular websites in the world, and of course it is, because fuck us. Fuck out. Right. Oh, wait, hold on. What's that? All right, Hunter, we've got breaking news on the Little Tay situation. We're going to take it over. Just zooming in, of our Little Tay correspondent, Tanner Calvert, is here. Tanner, what's going on? Tanner, come on back now.
Senior Tay correspondent Tanner Calvert is in the field right now. We're trying to establish a connection. Tanner,
we're having
Tanner, if you can hear us, please go ahead and come back.
We're having some issues connecting to Tanner.
Some technical difficulties.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back to Tanner as soon as he's available. We have big updates on the Little Tay situation. We'll keep everyone updated as we find out more. But fuck Little Tay and her entire family. All right.
Yes.
That's your news update for the week. We have a top five. Well, I don't know what the hell we're doing. I don't know what's going on.
Being random.
Shannon looked at the link and went, oh, fuck.
What the fuck? Lindsay, while you're talking about this, I hope I don't jack off.
God.
Was that a little fucking circle? Oh, fuck. I thought this guy was supposed to be bald.
A clown pewter. Fuck that.
Bro.
Bro, I ain't got no game.
Lindsay, have you ever seen Bozo Dubbed Over? It's hilarious.
Yes,
I guess it's like a viral.
It's like
video.
A viral video.
Yeah, have you seen it?
Have you seen it?
It says it was posted this morning at 6 a.m. and it has one view.
It's hilarious. No, Bozo's it.
It's like what he thinks.
Yeah,
he wanted to say.
It's not some guy.
Did
it's
you
Bozo
upload this?
Doing the.
So you'd have a video to talk about today.
No. What are we doing?
So I found a tracker for helping those of us that have difficulty making decisions to select our favorite Pokemon. And we're going to go through part of it. We're not going to do all of it because it's a lot.
It's a lot.
But it's fun. And each one of them has a nice little generator that brings up all of the sprites of the Pokemon that qualify for each category. And we're just going to go through and pick our favorites.
All right. And tonight's Pokemon main event is brought to you by next Saturday's main event. It's CCW Respawn from Cape Championship Wrestling in Cape Girardeau at the Shawnee Park Center. Doors open at 6 p.m., bell time 7 p.m. You can catch yours truly, Mr. 100, in the main event. I didn't want to be, but they're making me. Versus Justin the Juice Smart, our very own Mandy Kennedy, who is on the show occasionally and was a big part of the show before. Her husband, Justin Smart, and I will be fighting in a street fight. And if you've ever watched any of my matches, you know most of them are street fights. This should be a lot of fun and very painful. Now, Lindsay, with
probably
that said,
I'm going to come home hurt again.
I come home hurt every day. It's just usually emotionally. Oh, okay, Hunter.
Life.
Hunter. Oh,
yeah.
We got a connection.
It sounds like we've got Tanner. Senior Little Tay correspondent Tanner Calvert is now on the line. Tanner, can you tell us more about the Little Tay situation?
What's our update?
She is not dead.
Okay. You heard it here first.
Okay. We already knew that, so what the fuck else can you tell us?
I don't know.
Give us something we don't know.
I don't know. Shannon knows fucking everything anyway. Oh, well.
Turbo time!
All right. That was great.
This was the internet's reaction when they found out she wasn't dead.
Oh, my.
Anyway. All right.
Tanner, do you have the link to what we're doing, or do I need to share it in the text only for babies?
Tanner, for the record, before you answer that, I'm not playing that other one about a 14 year old girl. Fuck that, bro.
That's why I said, thank God you didn't play the other one.
Bro, ain't got no games.
Bro, ain't got no games.
Also, I am on my Xbox doing this, so I don't know if I'm able to do it. But I'm not indecisive. I can tell you my favorite Pokemon.
Well, thanks for joining the show via Xbox, Tanner.
I wasn't actually joining. I thought I was getting in the game chat, and I didn't. And I realized you were talking to me. I'm like, I'm not going to say nothing.
Hold on. I can fix that real quick. Give me a second. All right, ready? This is going to be hilarious. So, all right, before I do it, I'm going to set it up real quick. Steven is actually in the game room right now. It's one of our Discord servers that we have. I'm going to pull Steven
in. He's also typing to the text chat at this very moment.
Oh, good, good.
I don't know what he's saying, but he's typing something. Oh, never mind. He stopped.
Is he?
Hunter, I'm gonna pull him in, and I want you to ask him about Lil Tay. He's our new Lil Tay correspondent. All right, ready?
I got it.
Here we go. Pulling him in now.
All right, associate Lil Tay correspondent Stephen Bright is in the field and has an update for us. Stephen, what can you tell us about the Lil Tay situation? Sorry.
You got me choking up over here.
David, you gotta be perfect. You gotta figure out what Lil Tay is before you come out here, okay?
What is happening? I just want to go back to the game room.
The All thing right. on the video doesn't move. It's weird.
All right. Thank you, Stephen Bright. We'll talk to you here soon.
Please don't do that again.
I think that is the funniest fucking thing we've ever done on this show. Shut it down. It's done.
That's it. It doesn't get any better than that.
Oh, that was great.
No. Steven saying, please don't do that again is the funniest.
Please don't do that again.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. And you know he was hitting that bong.
Oh, he was high as a kite. Just choking and laughing.
God damn it. Oh, that makes the show worth it. All right, Lindsay, explain that. I've got it pulled up here. Explain to me what we're doing.
Okay, so I discovered this cool little grid that helps you keep track of all of your favorites. It goes by generation and type, and each one that you click on, so like first square, gen 1, normal, it brings up all the sprites of the Pokemon that are from generation 1 and are normal type, and you can just simply click which one you like. The best of that type. Hmm. And it goes through all the generations. And then at the bottom, there's some extra fun ones that honestly I kind of want to do first. Just for the hell of it.
All right, let's do it. This is your part of the show. You tell me what we're doing.
Okay, so we're going to start down at the bottom with the first being, what is our favorite regional bird? Every game has a bird in the starting areas that you have a chance of catching. And this brings up everybody that's there.
So, speaking of Pokemon birds... There's two models that I have followed for like 10 years and I still follow them. Well, actually I don't follow them on Instagram anymore. I stopped because I thought maybe I was creepy just because, you know, I'm like, why are you following these two? Cause they're attractive.
Okay. Until you said Instagram, you said you have two models you follow and my brain went, okay, so you have two models of gameplay that you follow. No, you meant actual models.
Yes.
Okay.
Carlotta Champagne and Dare Taylor. And the other day they're good friends. The other day I came across because I think somebody posted a link to her profile and I was like, oh, she's still kicking. What's she doing? And one of the things she did was this really elaborate, she doesn't just model anymore. She does cosplay and she did this really elaborate Articuno. And she was like, I can tell you what my favorite Pokemon is and always will be Articuno. And she did this big Articuno cosplay and I was going to send it to you and I forgot.
I was going to say, I want to see this. You have to show me later.
Now, to be fair, awesome. To warn you, she's still a model. So
that's fine.
Okay.
I know what to keep in mind. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Hunter, question real quick. Do any of these little fuckers ever, like, fucking run around nude and... Never mind. Okay, so favorite bird. All right.
Well, you gotta keep
continuing
the build.
Favorite regional bird.
So, yeah, can I talk to you for a second?
It's really interesting, the birds.
The birds.
All right, so I guess I'll go first. I'll be the guinea pig here. So I clicked favorite regional bird, and now I just have to click a bird, right?
Yes. Yep. Which one's your favorite?
Of the birds presented to me, I don't know the bird in the bottom third row.
The bottom third? The very last one?
The very last row, the third one.
That's Squawkabilly.
Well, fucking Christ.
That's the one from Scarlet and Violet that is.
Hold on. He's breaking down.
You're telling me there's a bird with that pompadour named Squawkabilly?
I'm pretty sure that's what his name is. I'll double check. I'm pretty sure it's a Squawkabilly.
I already picked him. Squawkabilly it is.
It is.
Yeah.
It's Squawkabilly. That's correct. Because
he's got that little pompadour.
Yeah. All right. So I went with Squawkabilly. Am I supposed to be doing anything else, or is somebody else's turn?
No, that's it.
All right. Hunter, what do you got for favorite regional bird?
I went with Fletchling. He's the last one on the second row.
From X and Y.
Yeah, because he becomes a fire type eventually, and he's super handy.
Talonflame is amazing.
I'm strictly basing my choice on the fact that his name is Rockabilly and
Squawkabilly.
Squawkabilly, because he's a bird.
He looks like that.
And he's a Rockabilly.
He gets some tail.
He looks like that.
Yeah. Tanner, what about you? What's your favorite regional bird? He's not playing, so he won't know.
Whoa.
I think he said P Dub.
Yeah, we literally cannot hear you.
Yeah, you're just noise. All right.
Oh, I said hoot hoot.
Hoot hoot? Okay. Going some good old Johto.
Okay. Yeah.
And as much as I love Rookidee, I have to go with my old favorite Starly from Gen 4 because it becomes Staraptor, and I love Staraptor to death.
Should we pull Steven back in here and ask him?
No, I think he might actually.
He did nicely say, "Please do not do this again."
Don't do that again.
Yes, he asked nicely. If you do it again, you like owe him something.
He's never gonna emotionally recover from that. We've ruined his life. All right.
I don't think you've ruined his life.
All right. Favorite regional animal. These are all terrible.
Mammal.
That's what I said.
It's a mammal.
I said was.
So what they have narrowed this down to, for those listening, we have Rattata, Sentret, Zigzagoon, Bidoof, Patrat, Bunnelby, Young
Trump.
Goose, Alolan Rattata, Squilvet, Galarian Zigzagoon, and Lechonk. I had to think for a minute what the pig was.
Well, my instinct says Lechonk because that's what I represent. But I don't like him. I don't like the fact that there's two Rattatas on here. That feels unfair.
There's also two Zigzagoons.
That's unfair too. That's not my favorite regional animal. All right, I'm gonna go with this is much harder than I thought.
Feel like this should have been titled Regional Rodent, but
yeah,
Lechonk kind of throws that off.
All right, well, I'm going to go with Donald Trump.
You're going to go with Yongoose?
Yeah, I said what I said. All right, Tanner, what about you?
I'm going Lechonk. We're going to get the French pig going.
God, one of my favorite openings we ever did was when Lindsay said Lechonk, and I said... That's what was I called? I made a joke about Gerard Depardieu, and now I can't. A French pig, like Gerard Depardieu. God damn! Remember that we used to do themed episodes based on actors no one remembered. Gerard Depardieu,
yes.
Jonathan Frakes,
Jonathan Frakes week.
We had a whole week for Jonathan Frakes.
A whole week,
yeah, deservedly so.
Have you ever gone a walking under the pale blue sky?
Hunter, it's your turn.
No, it wasn't real. Zigzagoon, obviously. I got raccoons in my backyard, man. I'm going to pick the one that looks like a raccoon. You knew this.
Lindsay.
And I am going Galarian Zigzagoon because it's all punk rocker. Although that I thought works. About Bidoof, seeing that I just brought a Bidoof plushie home the other day. So.
Bidoof.
Bidoof.
The god Bidoof. Pokemon, according to Dorkly.
I'm glad that you know the names of all these guys, because they don't list them, and I have no fucking clue. I was going to go, all right.
That's what I was talking about.
Don't get me wrong. I don't know all of them. I'm getting better at some, but...
I'm looking at the next selections. This favorite regional bug. I'm like, all right, there's Caterpillar, Caterpillar 2, Ladybug.
It's Caterpie, Weedle, Ladybug.
Uh-huh.
Spinarak.
Yeah.
Wurmple. Cricketot.
Uh-huh.
Swaddle.
Mm.
Villipede, Venipede. It's I don't remember that one.
Mm.
Like, at all. I feel bad. It's a cool one, but I don't remember its name. The next caterpillar starts with an S, but I don't remember it. Grubbin. I don't remember the one from Sword and Shield, and then the weird little spider, and then there's like Nimblin or something like that. Look, there's over 1,000 Pokemon. I'm doing good to remember as many as I do.
I feel like next time you should pick one that lists them.
I didn't make the page. I just discovered it.
All right, well, if I got to pick between these assholes, I'm going to go with the spider.
Spinarak?
Yeah.
Or the one, the new one that looks like a ball of yarn.
No, I don't fucks with that. Tanner, what about you? Out of all those bugs, what would you pick?
We're going to go with Krikatok.
Krikatok, okay.
Krikatok.
Going with some Gen 4.
Krikatok. Hunter?
It's Caterpie, because it becomes Butterfree. It's Gen 1 for life, boy. Don't ask.
Butterfree! I'm all right, Dad.
Anyway. I'm going with Swadloon with its little leafy collar, because its second form, there's a great meme that is just like, I am Batman.
All right, bye, Tanner. Bye, Tanner.
Bye, Tanner.
All right, well, now we're done with the bullshit. Let's get to some good ones. This is favorite pseudo-legend.
Legendary, yes.
I know a couple of these. That's Dragonite.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
Tyranitar. Yeah. Salamence.
You know the one with the missiles on his head down there.
Metagross. I don't remember the name. Well, go ahead. Then. Go ahead.
Yeah, Metagross. Mm-hmm. Garchomp.
Garchomp.
Hydreigon.
Hydreigon. Yeah. The Manhattan Udra. Project.
The weird, ridiculous name that's like Kamo-o-o or something like that.
I guess Kamehameha. That fuck.
Never mind. No, I'm terrible at some of this. If nothing else, they're going to laugh at my poor pronunciation of Pokemons. Dragapult is the one you like.
Dragapult.
Then we have Hisuian Gudra. And then we have Godzilla.
Did you say pronunciation?
Yes. Pronunciation.
No. It's okay. I'm going to go...
Tokyo.
My original instinct was to go with the Ghost Dragon because I really like that one, but I can't bet against Godzilla. So, do you remember what his name is?
Technically, Tyranitar is the original Godzilla. I'm
yeah,
looking the new
but
one
he ain't
up
Godzilla enough.
I know. Baxcalibur.
Excalibur
is the new Godzilla.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm gonna go with Excalibur. Baxcalibur. That's what I said. Tanner.
Which was very useful. I enjoyed using that Pokemon.
And thank you. Big thank you. Shout out to Zach Kurgis, friend of the show, also occasional cast member, because he's the reason I got my Godzilla in the first place. Zach has always hooked me up with Godzilla, and I love him dearly. Tanner?
Yeah, give him hit me with that Metacross.
One Metacross for the T-Bird. All right. Double H.
Said Gen 1. I said what I meant. Dragonite is the correct answer.
He's never leaving. All right,
I
Lindsay.
Have to go with Salamence because my very first shiny I ever caught was a Bagon, and it becomes Salamence eventually. So I have a
that.
Lime green and bright orange Salamence from my X and Y game.
I actually do remember that. It was at our first
and
apartment.
And I named him Mantis because we were watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Mantis Toboggan. Yeah.
Mantis Toboggan.
Mantis Toboggan. All right, favorite. I'm going to start going around these a little bit, picking different ones.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Favorite Pikachu clone. I do want to do that. Oh, God. There's a lot of... Okay. This guy's about to jack off.
Electrocute you.
There's so many Pikachus.
So it says...
Hold on.
No. I'm going to argue this point. This said favorite Pikachu clone.
But there's Pikachus in it.
The
so
last,
are we going
like,
to 12
are Pikachus. Yes!
They're Pikachus in the different Ash hats.
I don't give
a
shit.
We are going to eliminate all of the Pikachus.
I'm getting upset now. Why am I getting so upset
about this?
Does
that also mean that we're eliminating Pichu and Raichu since they're within Pikachus?
No, because I'm picking
like
Raichu.
Like evolution line?
No.
Okay.
No, that we're not doing that because
we're just eliminating all the Pikachus that are in there because they have all of the Pikachus from Black and White that are in the different like outfits for the contests. And they have all the Pikachus with the different Ash hats from, I think, the 20th anniversary that you could, like, download and get.
I think Pikachu is an ass hat, and that's why I always evolved my Pikachu into a Raichu, and that's what I'm picking. This is a stupid list, but it's going to be Raichu.
Are you taking regular Raichu, or are you taking Alolan Raichu?
No, I don't surf with my Raichu. My Raichu stays feet on the ground. Boots on the ground. All right, Tanner.
Give me that there Mimikyu.
Yeah,
Mimikyu's a good one.
I figured you would pick that one. That's the scary one.
Mimikyu has very quickly become probably my second favorite Pokemon.
What's your first?
Mew.
Hey, good news, buddy. Do you have Sword and Shield? Nope.
I don't. Not anymore.
Violet and Scarlet.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay. Hunter. Wait, never mind. Well, you said Gen 1. This might be a little bit harder.
No, the correct answer is Raichu, but for the sake of being different, I do like that little flying squirrel guy.
Emolga!
Emolga's
I enjoy Emolga as long as it's on my team. If it's on someone else's team, it's an asshole.
I mean, to be fair, I could also pick Pachirisu and just tank everybody's hits from everything ever.
I love Pachirisu. That's mine. I love that little squirrel. Oh my god, that
fucking video. Have you ever seen that? I know Lindsay has. I'm certain she has. Janet, have you ever seen that?
Yeah, like one of the world battles. Actual... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this
and they just decimated him with a Pachirisu.
They were just, I mean, they're dropping meteors on him left and right, but he had all these setups where, like, he's just tanking hits, and so somebody drew a comic of it where they're, like, literally dropping meteors, and then he just crawls out from underneath it and is just grinning, like, and they're like, oh, God. Oh, God.
I hope he sounds like Seth Rogen. He comes out from the rubble, he's just like,
So as stupid as it is, what actually added my love of Pachirisu is back when Gen 4 was like the generation that was out at the time, Toys R Us had a whole bunch of talking Pokemon plush, and Pachirisu was one of them, and it was one of the first ones that I picked up, and you just squeeze a little button on its tail and it goes Pachi Pachi Pa, and it's so cute and I love it.
No, Raichu is legitimately one of my favorite Pokemon. Like, any game where they're going to let me get stuff from Gen 1, on my team will be a Raichu, a Gengar, and a Snorlax. So
I usually put Raichu on my parties, too. Yeah, I don't play Pokemon a lot, but when I do, there's definitely a Raichu in there. Lindsay, which one did you pick?
Pachirisu.
Oh, okay. Can't confirm, by the way, that for the first 3 or 4 years of our relationship, she did constantly go, Pachi Pa, all the time. All the time. All right. I'm going to keep favorite Eeveelution on there just so it doesn't break Lindsay's heart. Now, here's the funny part, though. Eevee is one of the choices. That's not an Eeveelution. That's just Eevee.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Also, there's Fat Eevee. Is there a difference between Fat Eevee and regular Eevee? Yeah.
That's the Mega Gigantamax.
Or Gigantamax.
Eevee. Gotcha. All right.
He's extra floofy.
In this particular case, as much as I love Barbie Eevee, I'm going to go with Jolteon, because I always liked me a Jolteon. That was always my favorite of the three original ones.
That's my little brother's favorite.
Tanner.
I got to go with the furry one. I got to go with Gigantamax Eevee.
Or Fat Eevee.
No. Lechonk. That's Pikachu with his Gigantamax.
Lechonk Eevee. Hunter.
This is actually tough, because Umbreon is actually my favorite one in terms of design, with the black and yellow. That's black and yellow, man.
Black and yellow.
But because I want to keep a Gen 1, and because this is one of my favorite ones, because it's so damn fuzzy, I'm going with Flareon.
It's a floofy fire.
That's Fire Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And everyone on this network already knows my answer, because it's Vaporeon, and Vaporeon is my favorite Pokemon. And fuck you memes, and your bullshit about Vaporeon.
Are they insulting Vaporeon? What's going on?
No. If you look at Vaporeon's breeding chart, it goes with the humanoids. So, yeah. They're saying the Vaporeon's the most compatible with people. Yeah. I was not real happy when I found that, because Vaporeon has been my favorite since 97. Fuck you.
I just want Shannon to go, What is going on?
What is happening? I thought you could only fuck Ditto.
No, you can only do that.
I would. I'm looking for anyone on here that gives me Ditto as an option. So we don't have a ton of time on here. I think we got like 15 minutes left. So let's skip.
Pick which ones you want to pick?
Well, we're gonna go down the box from generation. This is the part that I was excited about. So let's start.
Okay, we're gonna do that one real quick.
Yeah,
okay.
At least a couple of them. So we're gonna do Gen 1. I'm gonna start us off here. Gen 1. Your options are normal, fire, water, grass, electric, ice, fighting, poison, ground, flying, psychic, bug, rock, ghost, dragon, dark, steel, fairy, starter, gimmick, form, legend, and Fortnite. Favorite.
Basically, favorite pulls from everything that you have just chosen, and you pick from those of your absolute favorite.
Gotcha. We're going to start every game, almost. It's fighting. It's a fighting thing. So we're going to start.
You want to start with fighting?
And that's not even an option. You know who it's going to be.
Yeah, you got Machamp. We all know your answer.
That big muscle duck face fucking Brock Lesnar? Damn right. I used to play Pokken, I don't know how you pronounce it, on Switch, and
Pokken.
I would always play as Machamp, because look at him, he's got so many muscles. They gave him two extra arms so he could have more muscles, and I appreciate that. Tanner, this is going to be a little bit harder for you, but if you tell me what you want, I'll read you some options.
I'm on the website.
Okay.
I switched to the computer.
Gotcha.
I'm picking from fighting currently?
No.
Yeah, he wants to start with fighting.
No, wait, are we doing... Oh, I thought we were just picking our favorite from Gen 1.
No, you go through each one and pick your favorite of each type.
Oh, that's why Hunter said it was going to take fucking forever.
Every box you click on has its own thing. I mean, there's literally like a couple hundred options here.
See, I really thought it was what's your favorite type of Pokemon and pick from that box for each.
No, it's to pick your favorite of each type from each generation.
So, like, pick your favorite fighting type from Gen 3 or pick your favorite bug from Gen 7.
All right, so I'm changing the rules. We're going to pick our favorite type, and then you're going to click that box for each gen and pick one from it. Because that's going to take forever.
Okay, so you're going to do fighting, and then we're going to just go through.
And Machamp, okay. Right. For Gen 1. If I had to pick,
you gotta work. You gotta work your way down, though. You got other ones to do.
Anyone from Gen 1, it's gonna be Machamp because he's got the most muscles. Tanner, what about you? So you don't have to pick fighting. You can pick any of them. You just gotta pick your choice for Gen 1.
So normally, since Mew is my favorite, I would pick Psychic. But as far as the actual types go, I'm a Fire guy, so I've got to go with Arcanine.
Arcanine? Okay, yep. That's a good one. I like that one. That's a good dog. They're all good dogs. Double H.
For what it's worth, I've been filling this out for a while, and for the Gen 1 column, you both picked my Gen 1 choices. Arcanine was my fire one, and Machamp was my fighting one. Ghost has always been my favorite type, and my favorite Pokemon, too, is Gengar, so this is easy. It's Gengar.
That's a good one.
Lindsay? Without question.
Well, for me, water, obviously, is my usual go-to, and Gen 1, I've already said for the other ones, it's Vaporeon. Mm-hmm. I may start with Squirtle, but as soon as I get that Eevee and a Water Stone, I don't care how imbalanced my team is, I will have two water types.
She will. I can confirm it. I've seen it. And since I don't normally play Pokemon, I don't know what I'm doing, so I just pick whatever Pokemon looks coolest.
You're just going down the fighting one, and if you tell me which one it is, I'll tell you its name.
No. I'm switching from fighting. Fighting was just Gen 1. I'm looking at the fighting for Gen 2, and I don't like my options. So, on this.
So Shane is just the wild card. He's just going to pick whatever the hell he wants.
I'm going to go I'm going to go all over the place here because I cannot be contained to just one. So, my next pick, I'm actually going to go Steel. And Lindsay, you know which one it is.
That's because you only have one choice in Gen 2 for Steel, and it's Steelix.
I have four options. What the fuck are you talking about?
Do you have four?
And it's Skarmory.
You do have four. It's Skarmory. I forgot that Fortress and Scizor
that's
are Steel types.
A giant metal chicken, and I can't go wrong with that. Tanner, what about you?
I'm sticking with fire. I'm going with Typhlosion. Got the
Typhlosions. What about you, Hunter?
We're doing Gen 2. Is that how this works?
Yeah.
I don't like Gen 2. I'm just gonna tell you outright. I don't care for pretty much anything from Gen 2.
Oh,
but
no,
if I gotta, yeah, Gen 2 fucking sucks. Fight me. but if I have to pick something or anything somewhere, I'll go with ground because I like what is it? Donphan? Is that what that is? The elephant guy.
Don't
the second one, whatever the second
one is. That's Dawn Fan. Fan Feast, baby.
Okay. Yeah, I like that guy. He got me through the most recent. What was it? Scarlet and Violet. He got me through a bunch of stuff. As my ground type in that game, so I'll give him some credit. But most of Gen 2 sucks. Fight me,
Hunter. You got to find out what Dawn Fan does before he comes out there.
He does earthquake.
Does earthquake and rollout, and you're good.
Exactly.
All right, Lindsay, Gen 2, what's your pick?
Wooper.
Whoop, whoop. Lindsay, big ICP fan, by the way. Juggalo for life, confirmed. Have you never done a Wooper as a Juggalo?
No, I have not, but I can if you want. Especially the new ones that already kind of look like little punk people.
Dude, I fucking guarantee you. You make an ICP Wooper and sell it at your conventions, you will sell out of them. You know how many dumbasses there are in Cape?
Like crazy.
So you make it sound like I need to do like little figurines of them and give them each different paint jobs.
No. You can do just a straight up, like drawings.
Drawing.
I don't think that'd be a big deal. But it's got to be ICP. It's got to be ICP. Whoop whoop.
You got to fly Jeff Chris down from Indiana
to mix it professionally. All right. So we're on
Gen 3
at this point, and I've already got my pick, but I'm looking through the options to make sure there's one on here that I don't miss out on. Because there's a lot of good.
Assuming you're going grass type for Gen 3.
Unless I can find something that I like more that I can't think of off the top of my head. But as I'm looking through it, I'm not. Oh, that's a cheat code.
When I say Gen 3, I really only think of one option that you immediately go to. Oh, no, you do have two in Gen 3.
Okay,
you have a normal type that you like also.
So my pick was gonna be so it would be between Zangoose, Treecko, but I'm gonna throw a random one at you because of the story behind it, and I'm gonna go with Dark, and I'm gonna go with Sableye, because Sableye, some people out there may or may not know, there was a very infamous case in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, I believe, where a family was allegedly assaulted one night on their farm by these creatures. They called them the Kentucky Goblins. And it's one of the most infamous cases of, cryptozoology, whatever you want to call it. And Pokemon actually based the look of Sableye on the witness, the drawings of the Kentucky Goblins. So, the Hopkinsville Goblins. So, when you see Sableye, know that you're looking at the creatures that attacked this family. Allegedly. But it's a fun story. Tanner, what about you?
Allegedly.
I talked about him earlier. It's one of my favorite steel types, but Metacross.
He went with Metacross twice. Hunter.
Dude.
I mean, I did Vaporeon twice, so, you know.
It's Gen 3, right?
Yep.
I am... Shannon, did you go Dark type? Is that what you did, Sableye?
Yeah,
Dark type.
Mm-hmm.
You could pull this one either from Water or from Dark, but I have a weird obsession with Crawdont and the
Crawdont's
dude that comes before
one.
Him. What's the one that comes before him?
Corphish.
I don't know why I like that little punchy lobster, but I do, so I'm going with Crawdont.
I have a plushie of him, and he's got wiggly legs, man. And he's adorable.
I'm down.
Look, I'm always down for punchy lobster. Okay.
Punchy Lobster. I'm also I gotta go rename somebody Punchy Lobster.
Yes, you do.
Punchy Lobster.
Yes, you do.
And Gen 3 brought me my favorite water ice type Butterball, Shfeel.
That's true.
I love Shfeel.
It's a fat little seal.
He's a fat little ball.
That is going to bring us to Gen 4, and Gen 4 is pretty easy for me, although there's a lot of great options. Lindsay, do you know what I'm going to pick?
Want
to take a guess?
No, I have no idea.
All right. Good talking to you.
I'm blanking completely. I know it's where you had Turtwig as your starter, but I don't remember if there's anything else that you absolutely adored.
There is. I absolutely adore Honchkrow.
Oh, yeah. The big old mafia bird.
He's a big old creepy mafia bird. Big ass hat. Murkrow and Honchkrow are two of my absolute favorites. I've always loved them. You know why he's called Murkrow? I mean, that itself is a reason to pick him. Even though this is the evolved version. Shut up. All right, Tanner?
So this one's very easy for me as well, because I always use him in Smash Brothers. You hit me with that Lucario.
Lucario, yeah. You didn't have to say it. Yeah, I got you, brother. Double H.
I'm looking across the Gen 4 line, and I picked the same Pokemon in three different boxes. This is the only time that I'm picking a starter, probably, but it's Empoleon. Empoleon is the correct answer.
That's a good one.
Steel type, water type, he's a starter.
Which generation was Black and White?
5.
Okay, this is when you start getting to the garbage Pokemon, right? Where it's like, it's a bag of trash, or it's a stick left on the ground and stuff like that.
Literally, in some cases, but my Gen 4 water is Piplup, because I love Piplup, and I have spread my Piplup love to my nephew, who loves the plushie that I sent him of Piplup. So.
Yeah, he's just a lesser Empoleon, that's still correct.
He's
adorable.
Piplup is better.
I'm going to ask you to never say the
he's
phrase...
the lesser one.
never say the phrase, I spread my piplup love to anybody ever again. Ever. All right, Gen 5. Yeah, I'm looking through the garbage that they presented as Pokemon, some of which is actual garbage. And
Don't diss on Trubbish. It's kind of adorable.
It's not.
For being a garbage bag.
It's just a garbage bag. Get one to name it Lil Tay. I'm gonna go with Snivy. As much as I want to pick, this is probably the only time I'll pick a starter too, but I love Snivy. It is the most Jesse Pokemon I've ever seen. It's like they should attach a keyboard to it so it can type whenever it's sticking its nose up at you. Let's go to Tanner.
I'm going to pick a normal type this time because he reminds me of my dog growing up, but Stoutland.
Ouchland!
I had a Schnauzer growing up, and he reminds me of him. Matter of fact, anytime I catch one, he's immediately nicknamed Whiskers.
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 All right, Double H.
Lindsay, help me out. He's the robot bug with the cannon on his back. Is it Genesect?
Yes. The legendary that's purple? Yes,
yeah.
Genesect.
Yeah, this is another gen where I really don't like a lot of these. Chandelure almost made it.
That's a good one.
I almost went with Chandelure. Yeah. But so I mean it's kind of a toss up between those two. Other than that, I don't use a lot of stuff from this generation.
Can't say I blame you on that one much. Lindsay.
I'm doing back to back starters because Piplup's rival is Oshawott.
I'll accept that.
So yeah. Of course I'm doing Oshawott.
Which originally
I didn't like to begin with because it looked like a little clown, but he has grown on me over time, and I like the little sea otter now.
She did legit hate him originally, and I tried to calm her down. I'm like, he's not that bad. Come on.
The anime helped a lot because of its attitude in it. Like, it's, yeah. But he's all cute now, and I love him.
We're talking about Gen 6 now, and I'm looking through my options here. And I don't know many of these. And the ones I do know, I don't like. But there is one that I always thought was pretty cool, and I'm going to go with him. And Lindsay helped me out with this. It's the sword. Hone Edge?
Which one? Is it the singular?
I like the double sword, too. Yeah. I like the single one better.
The single one is Hone Edge, yes.
Yeah, Hone Edge. That's the one I'm going to go with there. Not the set of keys. There's literally a set of fucking keys on a key ring.
Hone Edge actually surprised me how well it was to use in-game. I ended up really liking that Pokemon.
This game is terrible. Let's go to Tanner.
I have got to go with... crap, I can't think of his name right now.
Which typing?
Fire.
Fire!
Mega starter from 3.
Combustor? Mega Blaziken.
Blaziken, yes.
Yeah, he uses fire.
Yeah, Mega Blaziken, that's where it's at there for me.
Hunter, what about you?
This one was easy for me too, but technically he falls into two boxes because he's both flying and fighting type. That's Hawlucha, baby.
Oh, yeah. That's the Rey Mysterio.
Hawlucha is the right answer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I am breaking ranks for this one. I'm not going to do water on this one because I'll be mad at myself if I don't.
All right. Go on.
Go ahead. Do yours.
I already did mine.
You did yours. I'm switching to Dragon because I need Goomy.
Yeah, she does like Goomy.
I adore Goomy. It's a cute little squishy slug that turns into a dragon that also still kind of looks like a slug.
Man, the next gen is a little bit harder. Gen 7.
Sun and Moon.
Yeah, because like my instinct, but I think this is a legendary, and I don't really want to pick a legendary, but it was my favorite in the whole game. And because I didn't use them in the other ones. Fuck, this one's a little bit tougher. I want to say Litten, because Litten was... my starter.
A legendary?
No, I'm saying I would pick Litten if I didn't pick this one. But I'm just going to... Fuck it. I'm not going to pick any other legendaries. I think this is legendary. It is a... You can tell me if I'm wrong. It is... is it Steel? It's Steel. The second one from Steel. The big... Is it Sun Leo? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one.
Solgaleo.
Solgaleo. Yeah, I always thought that one looked very cool. So I'm going to pick that one. Tanner.
I'm going with my boy. As he defeats them, he tells them they have failed this city. Oliver Queen himself.
Decidueye.
Decidueye.
Oh
Oh my.
Oliver Queen.
I like his little hair. Hunter?
I'm actually going with a regional from here because Alolan Marowak is fucking dope.
That's Ghost Fire, man.
That's Ghost Fire type.
I kind of wanted to do Alolan Meowth because I don't have any other Meowths on here.
But he's sassy.
I didn't like sassy the sassy Meowth. Meowth. I like angry Jewish Meowth. That's my preferred one.
I have to switch over to grass type because I picked Rowlet in this one. And I have only ever, like, prior to Rowlet, I had pretty much picked water type every single game with the exception of Torchic. But, yeah, I gotta go with my little owl.
Because that's two owls in this one. Ooh.
My owl just looks more like a coconut.
It's a tough act to follow. But now we're finally to the good one. So I can pick the best starting Pokemon of all time. And I, for the record, like, I never played Pokemon, really, but I loved Sword and Shield. I played the shit out of it.
You loved your Scorbunny.
And that's exactly who I'm picking, Scorbunny. The best starter of all time. All three forms are great, but I gotta go with the original. He's so cute. And when you're playing, I don't know if you guys ever had him in Sword and Shield, but he just sits there and he constantly moves. Like, he's, like, doing, he's, like, running in place, and that's... Yeah, and I love that. And
he's got too much energy.
He plays soccer. I loved Sword and Shield. I love the feel of it. It felt like it was a real sport and not just some bastard 10-year-old running around stopping Team Rocket or whatever they use as an excuse for a plot in those games. This one felt... And you had trading cards? You could make trading cards? That game was awesome, man. Sword and Shield is the best Pokemon. I don't care what anyone says. That's my pick. Scorbunny. Tanner.
This is a tough one for me. I gotta go with the variant of Typhlosion from here.
Oh, the Hisuian?
Yeah, he's got that purple fire coming off of him, man. It just looks fucking awesome.
It is pretty sweet looking.
Got that purple fire.
Fire.
Fire. Walter in the fire. Why?
Fire.
What about you, Double H?
Oh, it's Corviknight.
Mm-hmm.
That is other than Staraptor, that's my other bird I absolutely love.
Yeah, I have more birds on here than I imagined, honestly, between like Hawlucha and Talonflame and all that, but Corviknight is decidedly one of my favorites. And he's a bus. Not just a Pokemon, he's a bus.
Should've
ride that dude around.
Should have named him Jerome Bettis. The bus. Lindsay?
Bus.
I am going to have to go with the electric poison type, low amp Toxtricity. Because Toxtricity. Sorry,
low amp Toxtricity sounds like a album.
The low amp is the one that's blue and purple. Like the high amp is yellow and purple. I like the low amp one.
And that brings us to, I guess, they don't have Scarlet and Violet.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, Gen 9. What we're on. Yeah, sorry. I didn't pick a starter, so I didn't realize that's what we were on. I like the cat. The cat is good. I don't remember the name of it.
Brigatito.
Yeah, it's very, very Italian. And I love all of its forms, especially the final form, because it kind of turns into almost like a phantom dancer.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the last one? Because I named it Phantom.
Meowsterade.
See, but then you say things like that, and it makes me not want to pick it, so I'm going with...
That's because all of the starters are based on Carnival.
Which is great. That's cool, except the duck. It looks stupid, but...
Yeah, Quaxley's final form is a little...
I'm going to go with...
Over the top.
Godzilla again, but the middle form. Because that was actually my favorite form, and I don't remember what the name of it is, but...
Arctobax.
To me, it looks the most like Godzilla. It's very Godzilla-like, so I'm going to go with that one. Tanner, what about you?
So I didn't get really deep into this one. I know just by, but I looked up all the designs on the Pokemon, which a lot of them aren't great in my opinion. But if I had to choose, I would choose one that's not on this list right now, which is the new form of
can't do that.
Raikou. I don't know. So now I've got to go with.
I'll let you pick Raikou's new one. It's got a name.
Yeah, but I can't remember what it is. It's like
Raging Bolt.
Okay, so I was gonna pick Suicune's ancient form, and I can't remember the name of that one either.
Suicune's is Walking Wake.
Yeah, Walking Wake. That's who we're going with.
It's like a... It turned it into a freaking raptor.
I mean, the Raikou's version is a Stegosaurus, basically.
Yep.
So which yeah, makes that, me
I found a great meme of him coming up to all the other like long neck dinosaur Pokemon going, I now have a long neck, I've come to join you.
It's like that dumbass what was it? It says it's a dragon, but it's literally a palm tree.
Yeah, it's a Alolan Exeggutor.
Yeah, fuck that, bro. Ain't got no games.
Bro, ain't got no games.
What about you, Hunter?
Oh, Graveyard.
Yeah.
The little ghost dog.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That was shortly after Parker had passed, and I remember seeing that, and so I mean, as soon as I caught one. I usually name some form of dog in the games Parker, but as soon as I caught one of those, I was like, yeah, that's him.
You also with me. Also named your horse in Red Dead Parker.
That's true.
Yeah.
Every time I call him, like, oh, I remember. Tanner, well, one of my horses. We have like 16 horses.
Shut up, Shannon.
Tanner, what did you name your horse in Red Dead?
I you know I've forgotten.
Well, that's unfortunate. Lindsay?
Can you spell it?
With Scarlet and Violet, I'm also going with the Paradox Pokemon, but I'm going with Jigglypuff's Paradox, Screamtail.
Screamtail!
Yes.
Screamtail.
Because he gets a little punk ponytail and has fangs.
So, someone, I posted on our Gaming Grounds page, full disclosure, I own Gaming Grounds, I was kidding earlier. I posted on our Facebook page that we were doing the Pokemon Celebration in September, which I'll mention here on the show once we have more details, because it is very exciting. And someone replied to it with a picture of Digimon. So I replied to that picture.
Yes, I saw that. That was great.
I replied to that picture of Digimon and tagged the dude in it, and it was a GIF of Jigglypuff slapping the shit out of Clefairy. So shut your mouth. All right, so now we've all picked, right? All of our gens. So now the big question. Yeah. Out of all of the gens you've picked, which one is your favorite
Pokemon?
Well,
see, now since you didn't pick all in the same row, there's not an easy way to do it.
Yeah, there is. Go to the far right where it says favorite and click it, and it will list all the ones top to bottom that you picked in each row. That's what I did.
Oh, at the very, very bottom. Okay. Yeah. I gotcha.
At the right. The bottom.
But it won't list all the ones from the bottom row, I don't think. It only lists...
Well, the bottom row is the favorite of that, like, your favorite of normal, your favorite of fire. But if you go to the far right, it's your favorite from what you picked, and since I only picked one.
It's the favorite from the generation, so if you didn't pick all from the same thing, it gives me one.
Yes, that's the point. And then what's your favorite of those ones? That's what I'm saying. We picked one from every generation, so now you got to pick out of all those ones you picked, which one is your absolute favorite? I'll start off. I'll tell you what I mean. It's Scorbunny. Here's what I had. I had Machamp, Skarmory, Sableye, Honchkrow, Snivy, Honedge, Galileo, Scorbunny, and Godzilla. And of those, I pick Scorbunny. Scorbunny is my favorite Pokemon of all time. I absolutely adore him. Tanner,
has he outranked Farfetch'd?
He has. I really think Scorbunny, because whenever I got so mad when I evolved my Scorbunny in Sword to or a Shield to whatever the next one is. I got so sad that I actually did the mystery trade until I got another Scorbunny, or maybe Lindsay gave it to me.
I got you another Scorbunny.
And then I put the whatever on him so he would never evolve. I'm like,
you're Raboot. You weren't real happy when he got his little like hoodie pockets.
Yeah, because he's fine, but Scorbunny is my absolute favorite. And I tear up a little bit when I see him, because I'm like, man, I just love that little guy so much. He's so cute. All right, Tanner, what about you? What's your favorite out of all your picks?
Oh, it's not cool, because I had to, again, my favorite of all time is Mew, but if I had to pick a favorite out of all my picks, Lucario.
All right, and as much as I want you to be able to pick that Mew, brother, yeah, you gotta do it the right way. So, Hunter, what about you?
So I filled out the whole thing. So I had a litany of options. I actually copied my options for all the possible favorites I took a picture of it and sent it to the Discord there. The answer is still Gengar, but any single one of these could have made it. It's honestly a tough toss-up between... I mean, it's almost exclusively Gen 1. If I'm making a team, I'm going Gengar, Snorlax, Blastoise, Raichu, probably Rhyhorn or Rhydon, and Alakazam. So any one of those could have made it, but Gengar tends to be the one I fall back on. Although I almost feel,
oh, he's grabbing something, ladies and gentlemen.
Required to pick.
Oh,
you got it! Snorlax. That's awesome.
Oh yeah,
that's a big Snorlax.
I've had this for a while.
There's another one they were getting ready to put out. I gotta find what it is and send it to you.
Hey, South Square.
Yeah, we gotta We got a Squishmallow Snorlax. I don't know, man.
That's awesome.
Gengar's my personal favorite, but in this house, we stand Snorlax. So.
I feel that.
I got that.
All right, Lindsay, you got to pick one out of all of the options.
It is a tough toss-up.
It's not.
Between Vaporeon and Piplup.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Because I love them both, but yes. I'm probably going to stick with Vaporeon because it has been my favorite from the beginning, and I very rarely will turn down Vaporeon merchandise.
I know. I didn't even have to ask you, honestly. I knew what it was from the beginning. I've seen it all.
I'm very predictable. Here, Hunter, this is the new one that's coming out. It's all not right. as cool as Snorlax, but all right. it's on pre-orders
is it,
right
it's
now.
It's a Pikachu? Oh, he's winking.
It's a winking
that's,
Pikachu.
That's going to do it for us here tonight. But before
they have a Gengar one, too, and I still don't have it.
Before we get out of here,
I lucked
though,
out and came across it at Walmart one day.
Goddamn. We're just talking about shopping now.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Hunter, before we get out of here, because I don't know if we'll be able to do a show tomorrow night, because I don't know if Kaz is going to be available. Apparently, he had his mouth removed. Can you please, before we go, please read off the names of that legendary chat, because there's some good ones in there right now.
Yeah, and a couple of them changed. Well, one of them changed over the course of this. It starts off hot because Ace of Gray's name is a pimp of some stature. Cody's name before I changed it was Regular Foot,
which is
like the difference
great.
Between Bigfoot and Regular Foot, but his name is now Punchy Lobster.
Punchy Lobster.
My name is Dog Food for Boys. That's dry cereal, Shannon. We eat dry cereal.
That's why I like dry cereal. It's like dog food for boys.
Bob's name is Juicy Dominator.
I don't like that. That one bothers me.
Jesse's name is a full-fledged Mel. Kaz's name is Home Improvement Tom Hanks. Shanna's name is Wiggity the Frog.
Wiggity the Frog.
Wiggity the Frog.
Oh, shit. Hunter, is that is that the frog that we have in our banner? He's like a hip-hop frog. Is that Wiggity the Frog?
Yeah, that's him.
That's Wiggity the frog. Fuck yeah.
That's him. it is now. Steven's name is a bear from my youth.
Should we bring him back in and ask him about it? No, let's not.
I don't think we should.
I don't think we should.
Zach Kurgis's name is Gold-Plated Sexdom. and my absolute favorite is Tanner's name, which is still and remains a Big Dirt Baby.
Big Dirt Baby? Which just sounds very offensive.
Why are you crying?
You baby. You big dirt baby. Baby want a dirt
baby.
You're
a loser.
All right. That's going to do it for us tonight. We may or may not be back tomorrow for Frog Town. Or what was it called? Horse Time.
Frog Town. Hell comes to Frog Town. That's the name of the show.
That's the new game.
That's the name of this show is Hell Comes to Frog Town. For no reason at all.
Yes.
Sorry, this week was very light. I apologize. I was sick. Jesse was sick. Jesse is sick. Kaz had some dental work done, so unfortunately we did not record extras and epilogues on Wednesday.
Oh, and Cody had some family stuff going on, so we couldn't do plays on Tuesday. But I think plays is back this coming Tuesday.
We should have a whole week full of shows. Yeah.
Yeah, extras and epilogues, we were going to do The Matrix. I think the plan is just to carry that over to this coming Wednesday. So me, Shannon, and Kaz doing that. And then, I think we're back on track.
Yeah, so that's next week. And again, if you haven't already, if you're a wrestling fan, you're going to be in Cape Girardeau. Don't forget, next Saturday, CCW Respawn, hosted by Gaming Grounds at Shawnee Park Center. I will be in the main event in a street fight against Justin the Jew Smart. It's going to be a lot of quote-unquote fun. Hope to see you there. Until then, see you tomorrow night, maybe. If not, we'll see you next week for myself, for Lindsay, for Hunter, for Tanner, and for poor Stephen Bright, who we're about to get online and apologize to. He may be crying right now. good night. We'll see you next week. Until then, Tanner, take us out.
Bye. Later. Get the fuck out of here.
I won't accept that. Hunter, take us out.
Are you still here? Go home.
How many people did you touch?
Wahoo, you green piece of shit.
Hey, Jim.